The pandemic has, I don't know about if this is true for you, but at least for me, it has changed the way time flows for me. So, because I didn't have all the traditional things that I did during the summer, vacation, time away, even a lot of time outdoors, sometime, but not a lot, it seems like summer flew past and fall is moving along pretty quickly, like it's going to be Halloween and Thanksgiving before you know it. So today, when word came that Light Up Night was going to be changed, it caught me off guard because it was like, and maybe because it's 80 degrees outside too, but it was like Light Up Night. Why are we talking about Light Up Night? Well, first of all, it's just around the corner. The pandemic is still going on. We're seeing cases of the COVID virus a little higher than we would like at this point. So you do have to think twice about being in a crowd. So it does mean we have to reimagine, rethink some of the things we typically do during the holidays. We've already had that difficult Thanksgiving conversation, and now we have to have that difficult light up night conversation. So what does it mean? Well, I did have a chance to talk with Jeremy Waldrop. He is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership. And take a listen to what Jeremy had to say.
Thanks so much for joining us today. So this is big news, but it's also pandemic news.
Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, as many things, Light Up Night just did not feel like a safe option this year in downtown Pittsburgh. So yeah, we made the unfortunate decision. I wouldn't say difficult, because it makes perfect sense to us and I think all of our partners, both in the public and private sector, to push this off this year. But we're working hard and finding ways to make the holiday season extra special here in downtown Pittsburgh.
I was going to say, because although Light Up Night typically kicks off the holiday season is still going to exist.
It is, yeah. We are still going to have all the trees lit. The creche is going to be in the U.S. Steel Tower. The People's Gas Holiday Market's going to be happening in full force in Market Square. We've even reimagined how kids get to talk to Santa. So we're very excited about Santa Zoom live from the North Pole, which will be happening right at the holiday market in the center of the city. Kids can still come down and talk to the big guy. It'll be a little different, but we're all used to talking on Zoom now. So yeah, we're doing what we can to make best of this situation.
So I guess the idea is that many of the events can still happen. It's just a matter of not having thousands of people coming together at one place at one time.
That's right. Yeah, we want to keep everyone safe and healthy. We want folks to get downtown. We want folks to come down to our restaurants. We're working with these restaurants on a winterization program. So a lot of outdoor dining is still going to be happening throughout the holiday season. Shopping galore, in addition to the holiday market, we'll have about 30 retailers downtown that will be bringing you unique gift items. A lot of these are small businesses offering products that you're not going to find anywhere else. And then, of course, downtown's at its best during the holiday season. These buildings decorate with beautiful lighting displays and trees. Those will all be here. We're just not going to bring everybody together on one night to kick it off. So you can come out throughout the holiday season and enjoy as many times as you want in really safe spaces.
And so, for example, you mentioned the marketplace will be open and Zoom Santa. Now, will those be staggered in terms of when they begin and folks will just have to check the website, or do we even have a start date for those yet?
Yeah, so everything really will be turning on Thanksgiving weekend. The market will be opening on November 27th, and that will operate 7 days a week as it historically has until December 23rd. All the trees will be lit. We want folks to feel safe, and you can come on Monday, Tuesday. Crowds are typically lower. We are going to be having safety protocols in place in the holiday market. We'll be able to ensure that it doesn't get too crowded, and so we want to make an experience that everyone, young and old, feels comfortable coming into the city, experiencing all the lights, and really being a part of the season here in downtown.
So it really is, when you think about it, it really is. It's Light Up Night reimagined. I mean, it's the same beauty, it's the same excitement, and in a lot of ways, it's probably more fun because it's not quite as crowded all on one night.
Yeah, and Lynn, we are going to be making some big announcements the week of November 9th about how we really see downtown being transformed. We figured it's a little too early. Halloween hasn't even happened yet. We got this mm-hmm. big election coming up. We're going to get through all of this, and then we're going to really talk to everyone about what they can experience in downtown Pittsburgh. There's a number of new things. We've been working with local artists, local entrepreneurs, and it's going to be a really fun season in downtown. So stay tuned for details on that. I wish I could tell you, but I've been sworn to secrecy.
That's okay. So you're just setting yourself up for an encore appearance on the show. Is that what I'm hearing?
That sounds great. I'd be happy to do so.
All right. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate you, sir.
You bet. Take care. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Now, you know, it's interesting because I had just heard yesterday that in New York City, that big flagship Macy's was doing like a Zoom Santa thing. And a lot of people traveled to New York to go to Macy's to see the windows and do the Santa thing at the Macy's there. So the Macy's in New York, and I guess some of the other big Macy's, I don't know about Macy's here. I don't even know if we do that at Macy's here, but the Zoom Santa visit is now going to be, I guess that's going to be 2020. Santa 2020 is going to be Zoom. So that's going to be a part of it. We're going to open up the phone lines, though, because I wonder what you're thinking about this. I mean, it's just kind of the reality. It's just one more thing we have to do differently because of the pandemic. And when you look at our numbers, you can't really argue with it, but it does change it. Light Up Night is Light Up Night. The city looks amazing on Light Up Night, but you got to do what you got to do, right?